Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to hour number four of the Cook and Pony Show. Andrew has the day off. I'm Ron Cook by myself here, and I'm not going to be by myself much longer because I'm pleased to welcome in a guy. I've been in the business here for about 100 years, and people say, who's your all-time favorite person that you ever had to deal with? And I never vary my answer. It is always Jerome Bettis. Hello, Jerome. How are you today?
Cookie, what's going on, man? You're the one-man band today.
I'm a one-man band. That's why I'm glad you're along, Bus. Just like us, following you all over Super Bowl 40 over Detroit. Still the greatest week of my career by far.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It was a great time. One of the greatest moments in my life. So I'm glad we could share that together.
It was. Hey, Bussy, first of all, I got a lot of stuff to talk to you about. I want to get into this. I hear you're going to become a farmer here a little bit. This Land O'Lakes Farm Bowl stuff sounds pretty cool. I want to get into that with you. But let me ask you, you're a guy who you got to go out on top, literally. You win the Super Bowl, you retire in your hometown. You didn't have to go to another team. You see James Harrison go to the New England Patriots. What did you think about his parting with the Steelers and the fact that he ends up signing with New England?
Well, first, it was disappointing that, he was let go. And obviously you knew that, he didn't want to be in a situation where he didn't get the playing time. I get it. But obviously you the last thing you want to see him is to go to New England. But as a football player, I understand, because all you want to do is play. You just want an opportunity to play. And unfortunately, he wasn't given that opportunity in Pittsburgh. And when he was released, there was only going to be a couple opportunities available to him where he could go and that team could actually use him and not, say they're going to use him and not actually use him. So, New England was the spot. It's unfortunate because that's the, the enemy. But you understand, I understand, his need to play kind of outranked his concern to go to the dreaded Patriots.
Jerome, how do you measure, weigh in your legacy and all this? Now, I know when you retired, you were ready. I mean, you knew it was time. I don't think Hines necessarily wanted to retire, but he chose not to go somewhere else. I don't know that Troy Polamalu thought he was done, but didn't want to go somewhere else. I don't know how people are going to look at Harrison coming back here now after all this, especially when he tweets out those pictures of he and Brady in the locker room. Oh, my God, Jerome, it didn't go over big in this town.
No, it didn't. I know it didn't. But, here's a guy he left before, went to Cincinnati. The fact that Cincinnati, is not really a major threat from our standpoint, it wasn't looked at the same way. But, he's gone to other teams before and come back. The fact that he went to the Patriots, I think that's the one overwhelming issue that it's hard to deal with. And then you see him send that picture back, and it kind of gets under everybody's skin. But ultimately, I think it's the situation where he wanted to play. And if you can't respect that, then at least understand it. And when his career is over, I don't think you should hold that against him as much as what he was able to accomplish when he wore a Steelers uniform. I think that should be the overriding understanding and what you look at.
Jerome, you know as well as anybody what it takes to win a Super Bowl. You did it here with the 05 Steelers. As you look at this Steelers team, could you see them winning another Super Bowl here?
I definitely can. I mean, I think this is they've got the makeup to get it done. And I think it's just a matter of, can they make plays when they have to? Obviously, it looks like if all things go the way it's supposed to, they'll have an opportunity to play Jacksonville again. And, to see how that goes. And if that goes well, then you have a second opportunity to play. If that goes the same way, it probably will. You have a second opportunity to play the Patriots. So if you want to beat the champs, you got to beat the champs, and I think they'll have an opportunity.
They felt like they beat the champs here on December 17th, that touchdown by Jesse James overturned. What do you think of what's a catch and what isn't a catch in the NFL?
No, I mean, from the rules that have been pretty standard, it was not a catch. I get it. I understand the rule needs to be adjusted because there is some issue I have with that. If that is considered the case, then, you know, at what point do you consider him a runner? Because, you know, his knee was clearly down, and he's now trying to make another move. So there are some question marks as to that play. I think they're going to have to iron that out in the offseason and make some adjustments. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, as bad as it was a call, the call was accurate.
Jerome, you've got to play 2 years with Ben, and before you retired, his first and second year. You followed his career all along. Is he playing as well now as he ever has?
I think so. I really do. I mean, I think when you look at him and what he's been able to accomplish, and obviously, you know, early on it was a little rough through the early part of the year. But I mean, he's come back. He's done a great job. I think, I think he's, you know, you can argue how many years he has left, but I think he's got a lot left, and I think, you know, he'll be back next year for sure.
How about I'm interested in a Hall of Fame running back's perspective of Le'Veon Bell. Misses all of camp. You know, we know he got off to a little bit of a slow start, but, man, what a dynamic player he is, Jerome, both as a receiver and a running back.
Incredible. Incredible. I mean, I think the best running back in professional football right now. I mean, for him to be able to take 320 carries and still, you know, be as quality as a player, I mean, year in and year out, just a special, special football player. And, you know, hopefully he can continue to have a huge impact in the playoffs because they need him to play big. In order for the Steelers to go where they want to go, and I'm his biggest fan. I'm rooting for him.
And I know, Jerome, they need a healthy Antonio Brown to go where they want to as well. You describe Le'Veon as incredible, man. I think that term fits for AB, doesn't it?
It does. You know, Superman may be more appropriate for that guy. I mean, he just finds a way to get it done every single week, regardless of what defenses throw at him. They double team him. They put, you know, guys on him. They push him around. They're trying to disrupt him every step of the way, and he finds a way continuously to make plays, make big plays, score touchdowns, impact the game. He's just an incredibly gifted football player. I'm just glad he's on our side.
I'm going to ask you in just a minute about this Land O'Lakes Farm Bowl promotion you're involved in. But at this point, Jerome, going in, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. Do you like Pittsburgh to come out of the AFC, or is this New England still the team to beat?
New England's the team to beat, but I think you know, this is the year Pittsburgh, they've closed the gap already. I think a second opportunity to play them, I think they beat them.
How about the NFC? Is Minnesota going to become the first team to play in its hometown?
I believe so. I think Minnesota has the inside track. I think when you look at Philadelphia, if they had their quarterback, I think they would have the inside track. But I think Minnesota, when you look at what they're able to do, I think they're my number one pick for the NFC side.
Jerome, I know you were watching the Cincinnati game a few weeks ago, and you saw the Shazier injury. I know the physical beating you took game in and game out. I know players realize that any single play could be the end for them. I'm sure you were like everybody else. Your heart broke a little bit when you saw that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I was really hurt because, you know, not only is he a special football player, he's a special person. And to see something like that happen to such a good young man, my heart went out for him. I mean, it just a devastating injury, and I'm praying for him and wishing him all the best.
How do you deal with that as a player, Jerome, the risk of that? You know, even the concussion stuff and everything else as a player, how do you continue to put the pads on every day? And I know you guys are well compensated. Do you have to, like, not think about it? Do you think about it? Do you say, hey, it can happen to me? I mean, how do you deal with that?
It's tough to deal with it, but, you know, you accept that risk every time you put your shoulder pads on, every time you go to practice. You know that the possibility of that may arise. So it's not foreign to you. You know that is there. It's in the back of your mind, but it's never in your thoughts regularly. But you do know that's part of it. So, you know, it's a scary proposition, and it's never more realized than when you see it happen that the possibility exists. So it's a scary time, but you know you got to, you know, go forward, and that's what you do. That's, you know, who you are, and you got to, you know, kind of pick yourself up and you know, continue to go out and play football.
Jerome, talk to me about the Land O'Lakes Farm Bowl. What's going on with that?
Oh man, we've got it's going to be a great event. It's going to be Thursday, February the 1st, in Minneapolis. It's going to be at the University of Minnesota, their hockey arena, and it's an incredible event where you're going to have former and active NFL players teaming up with Land O'Lakes farmers, and it's going to be farm, you know, themed challenges that we're going to, you know, partake in, interact in. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be free to the public. And it's an opportunity to do a couple of things. One, to really showcase the farming industry and its luster, and to show that the technology has changed, the technology is so much more advanced, and that they're using a lot of technology in farming and agriculture, you know, from drones to self-driving tractors and those type of things. It's going to really kind of represent the industry in a magnificent way, but also to show a lot of young people, you know, people in general, but specifically young people, that there's a lot of great career opportunities in the farming industry and the agricultural industry. So I think it's just going to be a great event. Like I said, free to the public. If people want to learn more about it, all they can go to, there's a website that you can go to. That you can go to thefarmbowl.com and take a look at it. I just think it's going to be an incredible event.
Jerome, it's always incredible for me to get to talk football with you. I always enjoy it. My best to you and your family, and hopefully 2018 is your best year yet, okay, man? One last thing before I let you go.
Yep,
You're in Canton. You're in the Hall of Fame. How much would you like to see number 66 from the Steelers join you there this year?
Man, it'd be a blessing, I tell you. I'm praying for him. Hopefully this is his year. And hopefully it happens, because he's more deserving, I believe, than any of those other guys. I mean, he was a special football player. I got a chance to see it firsthand.
And I know you contribute a lot of your success to Alan Faneca too, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I do.
Hey, Jerome, hope 2018 is the best year yet, man, for you and your family. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, Jerome Bettis. People say, who's your favorite of all time? He is. He is, because of the week I got to spend with him in Detroit, actually covering his whole career. There was nobody that got it better than, understood it better than him, and always treated people with respect and kindness, and realized that, you know, nice guys don't always finish last. He certainly proved that. And I don't even hesitate when they say, who's your all-time favorite person to deal with? I have so many. I mean, Jim Leland's high on my list. Jack Ham is high on my list. I could go on and on and on, but Jerome's number one, just the way it is.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.